And this is Jerry Smith, Fisher Body Historical Team. It's 11:03:05. The time is 8:32, and we're doing an interview in the conference room in Fisher Body Skill Center. And today we're going to interview Diana Valenta. We're going to go around the room and introduce each other.
Doreen Howard.
Cheryl McCoyd.
Marilyn Coulter.
John Fedora.
And Diana, would you state your name?
Diana Valenta.
Your address?
542 South Dexter Drive, Lansing, Michigan, 48910.
And your seniority date?
Fisher Body is 83, corporate times 81.
Okay. And what department did you first hire into?
C-Trim. C-Trim.
Do you know what job you had?
Yes, I do. I had started out as, I was on station wagons.
Any particular job?
Yeah, so I had to put the racks, build the racks up, put them on top of the car, had to crawl inside the car and do a couple of wires, and I crawl on the back of the tailgate and put some stuff up on in it, and then I had to turn on and get back up on the car and screw down the luggage rack things.
Okay, how long have you been on night shift?
Most of the time I've been here.
Okay. Do you prefer night shift?
Yes, I do.
Any other jobs that you've had in the years you've been here?
Yes, besides that one, I used to do final tops, and I did relief for that. Plus, I was a utility, and put them on. You had to cut them out, make sure you cut them just right. And I did glass, quarter glass. I worked up in paint for a while, and I did sealer line. Did mezzanine up there, which is a place where it's air conditioned and it's clean, and do mostly sanding and stuff up there and some easy jobs. And I was in the body shop, and I cannot tell you the jobs, I can't remember it, but it was an awful job. And then I've also been in the skill center for the last 2 years.
Doreen?
You talked about two different seniority dates. Can you explain why you have two different seniority dates?
Yes, I hired into Oldsmobile, and I worked over there for not quite a year, and then we got laid off due to a cutback, and then I was out of work for like 17 months, and then Fisher Body happened to call me because they needed people and asked me if I would like to come to work for them, which I did, and then they wondered if I wanted to go back to Olds, and I told them, no way, I was staying here, so and that's how I ended up with two seniority dates.
And that was Olds and Lansing?
Yes.
Okay. I noticed on your sheet that said that you were born in Flint.
Yes.
How did you happen to come to Lansing then?
Well, I'm not even from Flint. I was just born going through Flint in a car.
Oh, okay.
My parents were just driving through and I came 2 weeks early. I actually am from Houghton Lake.
Okay. So, when you came to Fisher Body, you had already worked at another plant. What were your thoughts that very first day that you came into our plant? What were your thoughts about the plant in comparison to where you came from?
Well, compared from Fisher Body to Olds at that time back in 83, I got to tell you, I worked in final assembly over to Oldsmobile, which is very hard work. And we had to use big guns over there for these seat belts and stuff we had to do, plus other stuff. When I first come to Fisher Body, my first thought was, people told me how hard they work, and I said, you don't know how lucky you are that you ain't working as hard as they did over in the final assembly at Olds. But then that all changed when Olds took over the whole thing, and then we're all working hard.
Jerry Smith, have you been in any strikes?
Yes, I have. We had one strike that was a fourth or two, I can't remember. Anyway, I know one for a fact that we come down to, and it only lasted a day or so. And then that was the end of it, so we didn't even get paid for coming down here and picketing.
Do you know, can you tell us what that strike was over?
It had something to do with the contract. I can't remember. It's been quite a few years ago.
And also, why did you hire into Fisher Body? Just because of the layout?
Because they called me.
And you...
Well, I wanted to get into Fisher Body anyway. I interviewed at Fisher Body back in the 60s. And so, but the place I worked at the time was getting mad because they were losing all the people to GM, so they wouldn't let us go. They would tell them stuff so they wouldn't hire us.
Did you have other family members that worked here?
Yes, my dad worked down in the body shop.
Did he retire from here?
Or? Yes, he did.
What year was that?
I have no idea. It had to be probably in the 70s, early 70s.
And also, seeing how I've been friends with you for a while, I remember back when they used to have dinners in the plant. You used to do fundraisers for different people that had problems or different things like that, and you used to be in charge of them. About how many dinners can you think of that you did, and for what reasons did you do a lot of them?
Well, I don't know exactly how many I was involved in, but I know we did one big dinner for Oklahoma bombing. That time for Oklahoma, and Bruce McConnell and I got together and did that one, organized. Everybody helped. Don't get it wrong. We didn't do it by ourselves. Everybody, all the employees, pitched in and donated food and stuff so we could have it. So this was not just a two-person deal. And then we did ice cream socials like 4 or 5 times, and we took that money from the ice cream socials we had out there, and we split the money, and we give half of it like to the Valendon School, so to help them out with playground equipment or whatever they needed, and we took half, and we usually give to an organization to help with gloves and hats and stuff for the wintertime for the kids that needed it. And then we also did one, and we sent the money to Feed the Children, which is a big organization that they take care of the hungry families here in the U.S.
Doreen?
So it sounds like you were involved in quite a few community projects,
right,
and activities. Was that all through your union activity?
No, this is stuff that we did on our own.
This
is stuff that we decided to do on our own. And we did a couple more. Now, Connie Swander and I did one, too, for a person that was, I think, in the body shop that time, or skilled trades. I can't remember where they were, but they had a problem in their family with cancer and stuff, so we did one to help them out. And no, but this was mostly, I mean, you know, I'm a union person, but most of this was in the plant where we just took it upon ourselves to have these to help our fellow workers out and their families. But then I also always helped the union with the gate collections for, like, the old newsboy, Toys for Tots, and I've done the United Way because I've done the community service committee for a while.
Jerry Smith, what other committees have you been on in the union?
I've been on the election committee, and I'm on the recreation committee.
Mike, talk a little bit about the elections committee. I think that was a special one for you, wasn't it?
What do you mean by special?
Do you have a particular role or no?
Well, I did I was just a regular committee person like everybody else, but then I was a chairperson for a while. And now I'm still on the committee, but just as a committee person.
As a chairperson, what were some of your responsibilities? How did that work for you as the elections committee?
The elections committee worked pretty good for me. I had a really good committee, and that helps. You're only as good as the committee you got behind you. I don't care who you are. You're only as good as the people that's working with you. And I happen to be very lucky. I had a very good committee behind me that helped me through every step if I needed it. And some of my responsibilities was I had to make sure to get the elections lined up for the dates, the times, make sure that people got to sign up. They had to get that posted and take the posting sound and all that stuff and get my committee organized to run the election and make sure that the ballots were ready and they all was right, stuff like that.
Basically, it challenged your organizational skills, didn't it? It was pretty much a challenge, I think.
It was okay. I don't know if I'd call it a challenge, but I enjoyed it.
Sure.
I really enjoyed it. So I guess it was a challenge, too, but I just enjoyed it. So, and I did feel good because I had people come up to me and not to say anything about anybody, because I don't mean that, but they told me that I put the respect back in the election committee, which made me feel good.
You know, you sound like a very, very strong union individual. I'd like to ask you, how many General Motors vehicles or American-made vehicles have you had?
All my life, I drove nothing but GM except one time. I had one Ford because I had to buy it used because I needed a vehicle right then and there, And there's an old station wagon, which was okay, but my dad always instilled in us kids to buy GM vehicles, and we did. And our kids do today, too. And our grandkids, they buy them, too.
Hey, Jerry Smith again. What are your reactions to the name changes of Fisher Body, where it's gone from Fisher Body to BOC to LCA?
Well, if you want my honest opinion, I don't like it, never did like it. I think it should stay Fisher Body. I know we have to go on and we have to move on with different things, but I still always felt the people that I talked to that always told me they always looked for that on the cars, Body by Fisher, and that always made them feel confident in buying it. And once that changed, a lot of people was very upset about it.
Do you still refer to the plan as Fisher Body when you speak to people, or...?
You know, I always say Fisher Body, and they know what I mean. If I say BOC, they look at me, what do you mean? Fisher Body is it. It will be till the day I die.
Doreen Howard, you came from Oldsmobile over here. Could you describe some of the things that made the people or our facility different from Oldsmobile? What made us special compared to the Olds?
Well, for one thing, like I said, I worked in final assembly over to Oldsmobile, and management over there was not very good. They didn't treat the people right. I mean, I know we have that here now. Sometimes we did have, but when I first came to Fisher Body, I could not believe how management was helpful. They worked with you. I mean, the ones I had anyway. I don't know about anybody else's experience, but I was very fortunate that the supervisors I had when I first come here was excellent to me. I mean, I had no problem with any of them. The only problem I had, and it's a joke today, because Cookie and I are very good friends, which is Eldridge Cook. And first time I ever laid eyes on this man, he come up to me and he said, "What's happening, Mama?" And I said, "I ain't your Mama." And now we laugh about it. It's just a joke that's gone on all these years, because I wasn't used to somebody talking to me like that. So, you know, I was not from Lansing. I was from up north. And so we just didn't have that kind of talk. And so it threw me off at first. But like I said, Cookie and I, we laugh about it every time we get together now. It's a joke between us. And management just helped me out. I mean, they just was worked with me, and I had no problem. I mean, I had some supervisors that people told me that they didn't like, that they were terrible supervisors, but you know what? I didn't have a problem with them. I was straightforward with them, and they were with me. We respected each other. That's what counts.
Doug Rademacher, would you share with us, did you notice a difference in your union representation from the time you worked at the Olds plant and when you came over to the Fisher Body plant? Did they greet you at Fisher Body? Did you know who your union reps were? And what was the environment as far as union representation?
Well, now you got to remember, back in 81 is when I was at Oldsmobile, and the union over there at that time was pretty good. They actually were. I mean, I had a problem. See, I was a UAW member. I've been a UAW member since back in the 60s. Every plant I've went to has been UAW. Whether it was a GM or a different plant. I started out at Gibson's in Greenville, building refrigerators at UAW. So every plant I went to has been UAW. So I've been there for since 63 in the union. But I went over there to Oldsmobile, and as an example, if you'd like one, they were picking on me over there. I had a supervisor for some reason didn't like me. I did my job. I did it for over 2 weeks, not a problem. All of a sudden, he yanks me off my job, puts me on this other job that nobody, even the relief bin, could not do. Took two people to do it, and he told me I had to do it by myself. Of course, I didn't have my 90 days in, so you know you can't go to the union until you get your 90 days in. But somebody got word to the union what was going on, and the union did come up and take care of it. So back then, the union was pretty decent, but it got worse as it went, as far as I'm concerned, over there. Over here at Fisher Body, the union I've got right now, and the people that's in the union, I love them to death. I think they are the greatest people we've had. Because there's been some probably good ones, too, in the past, but I didn't know them. As far as when I first came here, did the union come up and present themselves to me? No, they didn't. I had no idea who any of them were until the committee man finally came out and talked to me, so I knew who that was. And he came up and introduced himself. Of course, I worked with his wife, too, so that helped. And he came over and introduced himself and let me know who he was. And he ended up being our president for a while. And that was Gary Bernath. And the union here so far, I mean, I've had no complaints on our union. I'm union strong, and I always will be, and our union has to stand behind their people.
Diane, you just shared a moment ago that...
Diana.
You just shared a moment ago that you've been UAW all your life. You said Gibson's of Greenville. They've closed that plant. They're still open and building? I thought the UAW...
No, they're Electrolux is what they are now, and they are closing, but they haven't closed yet.
Okay. There's a UAW plant closing there. Lansing's closing, the Fisher Body. What's your feelings about what's going on and the closing of the facilities and around you that you've worked with all your life?
Well, in the first place, the reason the plant in Greenville is getting closed is because it's going to Mexico. So you don't really want my honest opinion on that on tape. But I'm tired of NAFTA and CAFTA and all this that's taking all of our American jobs away from us and sending them overseas. And my feeling for Fisher Body, I really did not want to see it closed. But I do understand that we do have to move on and we have to keep up with time so that we like it or not. And I'm one of these people that would rather keep it the way it was. But then they weren't making money and they had to do something different to get back into the game. So I can understand it, just don't have to like it.
What was your most enjoyable moment at Fisher Body? Could you pick one that you remember where either you had an impact on a situation that was rewarding to you or that something happened for or to you that you remember and hold dear?
Well, actually, there's a couple I can think of. One is that really has always stuck in my mind that I thought was wonderful. This one, everybody came together for the Oklahoma bombing. I mean, it wasn't just the employee. I mean, it was salary and hourly. I mean, everybody came together for that one, and I thought that was just great that they all would work together to do that. Because we all know that management and hourly don't always work so good together. But they did for that. They all come together. I mean, management made sure I got off the line so I could handle it. And they stood behind the whole thing on it for it. So that will always stick in my mind as a memorable time that, and I enjoyed it, and it made an impact on me how people will get together and stay together to help somebody. And which Lansing, especially Fisher Body, I don't know about Old so much anymore, it's been years, but Fisher Body has always been a group of people that always, when something happens, they get together, they stand together, and they help people. And it's like a big family. It's not one person or that person, it's everybody. And probably the second thing I remember, I won't go into details about it, but my fellow employees one time, I did not know it, I was not prepared for it, and somehow they found out when my birthday was. They put on one heck of a party for me, and I was in total shock over it, that everybody that put in on it, and how big of a party it was. But I won't describe the birthday cake, because that was embarrassing. But it's funny, I'll never forget it.
Mike Fleming, depending on why you're talking about that particular party, that goes to the culture of Fisher Body. You said how everybody helped each other. When you were in trim, if I recall.
Right.
Fisher Body has this thing where if you come in and you're new in a department, they don't let you fail. Have you noticed that at all? When you start to work on a job, you don't have the job, and you may not be able to catch up with it or whatever. What talk about those times on the line.
Okay, as far as that, you know, I mean, as you know, everybody probably knows that if you're going to lose your job, especially to a higher person bumping you, I mean, it does upset you. But they still stay right there and help that person, train that person so they know how to do the job to the best of their ability. And I've had people take me out, and I've always worked with them. Even said, you know, don't tell them how to do their job, but suggest, which is a nice way of doing it. Could I suggest to you the way I do that might help you? And I've had a lot of people to thank me for that. That's happened to everybody that I've worked around. They've always worked with the other person to help them.
Well, not just so much the bumping. Just when you come into a new department and that you don't have the job and it doesn't look like you're ever going to catch up, the co-workers seem to all pitch in front and behind to make sure you don't fall behind. Have you experienced that?
Oh, yes. I've experienced that more than once. That they're always there. They're always helping to help you get back up the line, or if there's a part they can put in for you that you don't quite understand yet, and they'll show you the best way to put it in, they're always there to help you.
Doreen Howard, you have a nickname that was given to you. I'd like to know, what is your nickname, and how did you get that nickname?
Well, my nickname's Ma, which is very simple. Ma. I don't know how I was. It started out with two guys out in Trim, and I was walking in from lunch one night, and this guy was walking with me, talking to me. And these other two guys, I had worked with them, and for some reason, they just started in, hey, you better watch how you talk to her. She's our mom. And that's what started it. And then it just more people got into it more, so I'm just known as Ma. Now, I got the only thing I got to say about that is if I was a mother to all these kids, I wish they'd support me so I could retire.
Okay, Jerry Smith, were there ever any pranks pulled on you as a new hire, and have you ever pulled pranks on people while you've been working here?
Well, there's always been pranks pulled, I think, on different people. And do I pull them on people? I don't know why you would even ask me that. You know I wouldn't do that. Well, maybe I would. But, you know, it's just in the life of the game of playing with people and working with people. It's just like a family, like I said. And we just had, we had fun together, plus do our jobs.
So you have pulled pranks on people. Would you like to elaborate and tell us some of them?
Well, how about the one I just did recently to Jerry Smith? I sent her an email. It is about her driver's license, and she was thought it was. She fell for it. Let me tell you, people, she fell for it all the way through. She was filling it out, and she got to the end, and there was a monkey laughing at her. You asked, Jerry. You got it.
Were there any other pranks you pulled on people in the plant?
Sure, there's lots of them, but I can't remember them all. I mean, it's been so many years. I mean, you got to remember, this is 20-some years that I've been here, so.
Were there any pulled on you when you first came to the plant?
Oh, yeah. Well, when I first came, no, they were pretty good to me. Because they knew I was new coming to this plant, and I was actually a little shy. Now, I know most of you guys don't believe that, but I was actually shy, and they took me under their wing, and
they pulled the free turkey for the new hires?
No, they didn't pull that on me, because they knew I wasn't a turkey. Was you?
No. Are there any other questions anybody would like to ask Dieta?
I'd like to say thank you very much for allowing us to interview you.
Yes. Oh, you're so welcome.
I'd like to thank you as well, Diana.
Marilyn?
Now, what is it that you currently do now?
I currently work in the skill center now.
What do you do in the skill center?
I work on computers, and I help people that has to come in and sign them up for TAP. And we have a library. Well, we did until we started packing it up, but we have a library where we rent, let them take out movies, take out books, go back on the computers, and if they had a problem, we help them on it.
And that's considered a non-traditional job?
Yes. And I'm also known as Betty Crocker, by the way, by Marilyn.
And you're known as Betty Crocker because you do what?
I do a lot of bacon, and I have baked a lot of stuff during the years that everybody out on the line eat. I use them as my guinea pigs, and they said they love it.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
We're done.